Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
What's up? This is G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope everyone's doing well tonight. We can get things started right now with a song, and I hope the song touched your heart as much as it touches my heart. You know, this is, can I get an amen? This is from my project. And I'll be right back. That was a little bit of my project, my music. That was Can't Get an Amen. Look for G Wright on iTunes, the CD Baby. Hope you guys are doing well tonight. One of the things I want to talk about tonight is this: don't let the oil run out. Don't let the oil run out. And you know what I'm coming from? Who's going to listen? What's going on, Erica? What's going on, cousin? From Matthew chapter 25. Verse 13. So tonight's message is something I hope that will encourage you in your walk. You know how we do here. We talk, we converse, and I listen to your viewpoints. We will respond, keep it moving, We're here to encourage each other, you know, so we're doing this all in love, all in love. This is Hard Love Radio Show. And I want to ask you this question. What separates the foolish from the wise? What separates the foolish from the wise? Because sometimes we look at things, situations, and we say that person was a fool. That person was so foolish. Or we might look and say that person was really a wise person. So what do you think separates the foolish from the wise? What do you think separates the foolish from the wise? That's my question. I'm just throwing out there to you tonight. But if you guys have any praise reports, how have you guys been doing this week? I hope you guys have had a great week. And this time, just encourage one another. So different political things, I'm not focusing on that. Some people came through last week. We're just focusing on encouraging each other. And that's what we do here on the Hard Love Radio Show. We do this every Tuesday night. What's going on, Sister Bonnie? First Lady Bonnie, what's going on? So tonight we're talking about don't let the oil run out. Right? So I'm coming from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. I'm going to read a little bit about this, read this parable to you. This is about the parable of the 10 virgins. Now, if you were here with me last week, guys, I'm going to tell you what we talked about last week. We talked about this: block out the noise and distractions. Block out the noise and distractions. And then while you're doing that, as a follow-up from last week, don't let the oil run out. Don't let the oil run out. Hey, Sister Bonnie, First Lady Bonnie in California. Love you guys. Glad you're here. The parable of the 10 virgins, right? Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13. At that time of the kingdom of heaven will be, at that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming. They all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both of us. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived, right? The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." You know, my question for you tonight, my first question for you is, are you prepared? Are you prepared? You see, the 10 virgins were there, but they weren't prepared. Some of them were prepared and some of them weren't. Some invested the time, and then some didn't invest that time, right? So I want to ask you this question. And, you know, this is how we do it here on the show. You know, during this broadcast, during this Bible study time that we have with one another, you know, just type in what you feel. My question for you is, what does the oil represent to you? What's going on, Ms. Cynthia and Derek? What does the oil represent to you? What is the oil in this story about the parable of the 10 virgins? What does the oil represent to you? What do you think it represents? What do you think it represents? You know, I just want to hear from you guys before I go on. What do you think it represents for you? What does that oil represent for you? What's going on, Pastor? What's going on, Mr. Willie? So we're coming from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. My question for you is this: what does the oil represent to you? What do you feel like that oil represents and being ready? What's going on, Moses? What does it represent? You know, some people say the oil represents the Holy Spirit, the anointing, the relationship with God. You know, the thing about it is this: in this whole version of this whole parable, and the title of the message again is "Don't Let the Oil Run Out." is that they were ready and that they were prepared. What's going on, Ben? They were ready and they were prepared, but some of them were ready and some of them weren't ready, right? So what does the oil represent to you? What does those of you guys listening, what does the oil in Matthew 25 represent for you? Some people say the Holy Spirit, the relationship with God. The whole parable is about being ready, having that anointing, having spent that time, invested that time in the relationship with the Lord. Some of them were ready. Some of them weren't ready. Some of them put their time in. Some of them didn't, you know, so we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. But let's talk about the foolish and wise, because, you know, some of us, we all think that we're either wise or we think that other people are foolish, right? But we're really separated. Well, before I even go there, I'm going to read what James says. Thank you, James, for coming through, James. James says this: the oil represents the knowledge you gained in order to conquer life's obstacles, challenges. Okay, thanks, James. Thanks for that. Thanks. You know, we talk about this, right? Foolish and wise. And, you know, sometimes we think we're better than we are, that we know better than we do, right? You know, think about this story, right? Both of them were virgins. Both of them, we say, okay, all 10 of them were virgins, right? That's a good thing, right? All of them were virgins. One set was prepared, focused, did not give up, count the cost. They were probably relentless. Now, we don't get all these different adjectives about them, right? But you can just imagine that they were ready. They were ready. You know, it says, listen, the wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. They counted the cost. You know, the reason why I'm saying this, because sometimes we look and say, that was a good thing that all 10 were virgins, right? All 10 of them had not had sex. All 10 of them had some things going on, but 5 of them were wise. 5 of them thought about it. 5 of them took the time to really think and prepare, and the other 5 didn't. You know, the thing that got me right here is this. It says that in verse 4, the wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming. They all became drowsy and fell asleep. You know, the thing about it is that there's a difference when you're prepared. You fall asleep. When you fall asleep and you wake up, you're already prepared. You're not scrambling. You're already mentally prepared. You have everything. You've thought it out. They were dedicated to making sure they stay prepared. The 5 did, but the other 5 weren't. And guess what? They all became drowsy and fell asleep. Listen, life happens, right? But there's something that happens when you are prepared. There's a blessing that comes when you are prepared. When we are prepared, when we've spent that time with God, we spent that time. So when those drought times come, those times you feel like, oh, I'm getting tired, and you fall asleep, right? They fell asleep. They fell asleep. All 5 of them, all 10 of them fell asleep. Bridegroom took a long time in coming. They fell asleep. Listen, 10 good people, right? 5 of them thought a little bit harder. 5 of them put a little bit more time into make sure that they were ready for the bridegroom, right? The other 5 went about their lives, right? They probably went about their lives. Yeah, so many people coming through. Hey, guys, coming through. I want to say good evening to you guys. Tonight's topic we're talking about, don't let the oil run out. My question for you today, again, for you guys who are coming through, first question tonight is this: are you prepared? You know, are you prepared? You know, we're reading this story, and we're in Matthew chapter 25. Make sure I put this down for you guys. 1 through 13. 25, 1 through 13. And the thing about it is this: being prepared. You know, because if you guys have been following along, we've been, you know, God's been really, 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 really talking to us and really moving in these conversations the past couple weeks, right? You know, and like last week, we were talking about blocking out the noise and the distractions. And God's saying, look, why are you blocking those noise, those distractions out? Are you ready? Don't let the oil run out. Don't let the oil run out. And the thing about it, again, the foolish rise, 10 good people. How many of you guys know some good people? How many of you guys know some people who mean well? They're good people, but do they know Christ? They're good people, but are they trying to live holy? Are they trying to know God for themselves? Now, listen to this. Being a Christian does not mean we're perfect. It means we make up, we fall, we get back up, and we keep on going on. We don't stop. But there are some good people. But listen to this. The five of the good people were not ready, and they didn't make it. They all fell asleep. They all became tired. But five of them were more prepared. Five of them had invested. You know, and this is the thing about it is this. Proverbs 27:12. If you got that. The prudent sees the danger, right, and hides himself. But what? The simple keep on going and are punished. You see, the thing about it is this. You can say, I'm going to go ahead and keep on doing what I'm doing. I'm not going to pay attention. The prudent sees what's coming and hides himself, gets out of harm's way. But the foolish, the simple keep on going. They are punished because they're not paying attention to what's happening right now. I believe what God is saying to us right now. Let's see what's happening around us. Guys, we got to open up our eyes, see what's happening in our world, see what's happening in our nation, see what's happening in our cities, see what's happening in our neighborhoods, see what's happening in our families, see what's happening in our own homes, see the evil that's coming, and hide yourself. Hide yourself in the Lord under his protection. The simple keep on going and are punished. They're not even paying attention. There's some good people who might not make it. The question is, are we going to be wise or are we going to be foolish? So sometimes we have to do this thing about doing this whole thing about doing this personal inventory, right? We have to do this personal inventory. What's going on, family? What's going on, friends and family? Love you guys. You know, we have to do that. You know, we have to take a look at our spiritual lives. Now, Octavia says this, is preparation the same as having a plan? Because often plans go awry. Please advise. All right, Octavia. Thank you, good, Octavia. Octavia's question again is preparation the same as having a plan? Because often plans go awry. You know, there's a scripture that about, you know, we make our plans, but the Lord ordered our footsteps, something like that. It's great to be prepared, but we have to be willing to be flexible too. If God says stop, we have to be willing to stop. But that comes from relationship, from having a relationship with God and being able to hear the Lord speak to you for yourself, you know, so you can be prepared. But certain things as far as prayer, spending time with God, praise and worship, reading the Bible for ourselves, you know, having that relationship, that one-on-one relationship, you know, because if you go further into that story in Matthew chapter 25 and the other five knocking on the door later on, and he says, later on, the others came. They went, got their oil, but they weren't ready. They missed it. He closed the door. And he says, sir, they said, sir, sir. Remember, they were virgins now. Sir, sir. They said, open the door for us. But he replied, I tell you the truth. I don't know you. So being prepared, Octavia, you can have the preparation. You know, sometimes plans go. But I said, we have to be willing to flow with the Spirit. We have to be willing to flow with God. And sometimes we might think we know the better way, but God might be saying, that's not the way I want you to go. So we can be prepared. But while we're being prepared, while we're preparing, we're also listening. We're also spending time with God. We're also spending time listening, being still. Stop talking about all the things that we want and say, Lord, what do you want? What are you trying to speak and say to me in my life? So there is a difference between being prepared and having a plan, but we have to be willing to allow God to lead us. But we can do the best that we can do to be ready, and to, because when we're ready and that door opens, there's nothing like being ready for something, like being ready for a promotion and you're ready. There's nothing like having a dream and saying, I want to do this, I want to do that, and being prepared, having spent time, having invested, having studied, having thought about the cost of everything. There's a difference. You know, there's a difference having that, being prepared, having that plan. Having that plan is great, but you have to also do the work. You also have to also be willing, first of all, to hear what God is saying. Am I making any sense tonight, guys? I know a lot of people have been coming through first, but this is how we do. You know, we're talking just like you guys are talking, and we just talk with one another. But that whole thing about let's look at our spiritual lives, let me tell you this. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned, what? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, right? We've all sinned, right? All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all sin. We've all made mistakes. But, you know, we just don't stay there. We just don't stay there. And that's the biggest thing I'm going to say. We just don't stay there. We just don't stay there. We keep going. What's going on, Paula? We keep going. We keep going. We keep going. You know, now I had these little tabs right up here, but some of the tabs got kind of mixed up. But Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 says this. Philippians 2:12, therefore, my dears, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, this Paul speaking, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to according to his good purpose. Listen, we have to look at our own spiritual lives. We have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. You know, the thing about it is this. We have to be honest with ourselves, our spiritual lives. Are we like the five foolish virgins? Or are we like the five wise ones? Are we investing time? Are we investing time? Or are we just suspecting everything is just supposed to be easy and we just can go about our lives and, well, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I'm hang out with the other ones who are prepared. But the other ones are prepared. We're probably saying, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do that another day. You know, not today. And then get mixed up. We all fall asleep, wake up. Five are ready. We're like, give me some. They're like, no, we invested. We have invested in this. You have to go and get your own oil. You know, my question is, my second point, my question tonight is this. Do you know him? Do you know the bridegroom? Do you know him? You know, can we talk about, do you know the Lord for yourself? Then let me ask this question. How do you know the Lord for yourself? How do you get to know the Lord for yourself? And those are coming through. This is what I'm doing. Sometimes I put out the questions. As you see, some people are putting out their feelings, and we listen. We respect each other's opinions. And we keep it moving, but this whole thing is about encouraging one another. For those who are listening, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here to listen. I would love it if you could participate too. Let me hear what you have to say. You know, so first point, are you prepared? Second point, do you know him? Tell me, do you know him? Know him? Do you know him? You know, and the thing about this, guys, I'm not trying to make this spiritual. Do you have a relationship with God? Do you believe in his son, Jesus Christ? Do you know him for yourself? You know, one thing about the bridegrooms, I can imagine that, I mean, about the 10 virgins, the five of the virgins, they spent time. They knew him, and he opened up that door, and they walked right in, right? Do you know him? Spend time and invest in the one you say you love. Is that what we do? With people that we love, we spend time with them, right? We invest in them, those who have boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands and wives, you have children, relationships, people who are close to you. Guess what? You spend time with them. You invest in them. You invest in that relationship. You spend time. Likewise, if we say we love the Lord, guess what? We're going to spend time with the Holy Spirit. We're going to spend time saying, Lord, can you lead and guide me? And we talked about this last week when someone says we like to call him Lord, but I mean Savior, but to save us, but we don't necessarily like to call him Lord. How many of us are willing to say, you know what, let me turn off the TV for an hour a day so I can spend some time with the Lord? Instead of me trying to think about, well, I have to go over here, I have to go like over there, let's be like Mary and just worship the Lord, just worship, spend time with him. Not necessarily just doing the things for God, but spending time to hear from God ourselves. What's going on, Brian? Tonight we're talking about don't let the oil run out. Don't let the oil run out. Second point, do you know him? You have to spend time and invest in the one that you say you love. It's all about the relationship. You see, the five of the ten virgins had a relationship. They knew what? They knew they better take some oil and jars along with their lamps. It wasn't just enough to have some oil in their lamps because that oil was going to run out. They're going to need some new oil. They knew because they had a relationship with them. They spent time. They knew. They were prepared. Are we prepared? Are we prepared to go back with Christ? If God was to come back today, if Jesus were to come back and break the clouds and we see him in all his glory, will we be part of the ones to be raptured up? Do we have that relationship? Are we willing to invest in that relationship? You know, the one thing I want to tell you guys is this. What's going on, Erica? You know, in Psalm chapter 23, verse 5, right? In Psalm 23, it says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." I'm going to tell you this. The anointing, you know, some people talk about, hey, woman of God, you know, that the anointing, that oil represents the anointing, the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you this. The anointing will protect you and save your life. That anointing will protect you and save your life. You get that anointing by spending time with God, spending time in his presence. You know, Psalm 23, I'm going to read this. I'm just going to go ahead and read it. Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures." This is the NIV version. "He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." You know, thank you. Praise God. Lorraine says she's enjoying the message. Praise God, Lorraine. Thank you. You know, but the anointing will protect you. Yeah, Brian says, yes, it will. The anointing will protect you and save your life. When you're in that relationship and you have that oil, and that oil is protecting you, listen to this. God will prepare that table before you in the presence of your enemies. That anointing will save you. That relationship will save you. I've seen so many people who have been in accidents in the past week. The past few days, there's been accidents. I've almost been in an accident today. You know. Listen, guys, so much is going on. But listen, guys, don't let your oil run out. Don't let your oil run out. That relationship with God, keep that relationship. Even though things might be going on, life might be happening, but guess what? We got to constantly stay in prayer. We have to constantly keep our eyes open. We have to keep our eyes open. We have to keep our ears open to hear what God, to see and to hear what God is saying. You know, and listen to this. In John 15, right? John 15. Listen, if you know him, he will definitely know you. If you know him, he will definitely know you. See, because listen to this. It says in Matthew 25:10, "But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived." The five, let me go ahead and try to go back, right? Let me try to get that. They're scrounging around. "I need to get that oil. I need to get that oil." "The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut." Listen, if you know the Lord, he will definitely know you. If you know him, he will definitely know you. Yes, Brian says, "The Lord will keep you from all evil." That's so true, Brian. The Lord will keep you from all evil. You know, I have to say this. Let me go back to John. John 15, right? You can read it. Verse 7, John 15 says, Jesus says this, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other. You know, one of the things those are coming through, we're talking about tonight, don't let the oil run out. My point is, if you know him, he will know you. He'll definitely know you. If you remain in him, if you remain in him, if you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. Listen, the question is, do you know him? Do you know him for yourself? It's really, really, really easy. What they have to say, do is say, Lord, please forgive me. I'm a sinner. Please come into my heart. I believe you died for my sins. God raised you up on the third day with all power in heaven and earth. Please come into my life. Please be Lord in my life. Is that simple? Is that easy? You know, the question is, do you know him? See, the 10, like I said, those are coming through, the 10 virgins were probably good people, right? Five of them were ready and five of them weren't. Five of them were not. Five invested, five did not. So my question for you today is this. You know, what are you willing to give up for this oil? What are you willing to give up for this oil? I'm gonna say what's up to my mom. Special shout out to my mother. What's going on, Lions? I appreciate you coming through. Do you know him? That was the for yourself. Now, that was point three. Point two. Point three tonight is this. What are you willing to give up for this oil? Now, guys, hey, Lion, you know, guys, there's a price that Jesus paid, right? Jesus gave his life. And I think that sometimes we have this misconception that we become Christians and it's like, No, the clouds roll back and the sunshine comes. You have those moments, but guess what? Life is happening. Life is happening. I want to give a shout out to Reverend Dr. Curtis King. Good to see you on here. James Willis says, why are you willing to give up for this oil? Selah. Yeah. Drop the mic, James. Great question. Yeah. What are you willing to give up? Because we sometimes have this misconception that the sky is going to break and everything is going to be easy. Listen, it's not going to be easy, but he has made the way and he will never leave us nor forsake us. The question is, are we willing to put in the time to make sure we have that extra jar of oil, like that extra jar of anointing, stand in God's presence, make sure that we are full, like those five virgins. Or we're going to say, look, we're good people, but we're going to keep on going. We're going to keep on going with good people, but we don't have any oil. We're out of oil. What are we willing to give up for this oil? Some of us are not. The question is, are we willing to invest in this time to spend time with God? Are we ready to and willing to invest and spend time in prayer? Are we willing and ready to invest in saying, you know what, let me turn this cell phone off. Let me turn this TV off. Let me be still so I can hear the Lord speaking. I'm speaking so much and I'm running on E. Have you ever been on E? Now, let me tell you this. My mother's on here. And let me tell you this. She never drives her car with an eighth of gas in her gas tank. She always at least has half. I, on the other hand, sometimes keep on driving. Hey, Laundry, what's going on, sister? Keep driving until I'm on E. And I say, okay, I have an extra tank. But one time, guys, my car was putt-putting. That Jeep was putt-putting. And I was almost out of gas. Some of us spiritually are out of oil. We're living off of past anointings, things that, you know, remember what God did last week? How about what is God doing right now? Let's spend some time with God. I know God is doing something in your life. The fact that you're still here, the fact that you're still breathing, the fact that you still have the opportunity to make some changes. You know, some of us have not invested in our spiritual lives and our spiritual growth, and we're running on E. You know, and this is, I got to say this, guys. This message is for myself first. Whoever gives the message, believe you me that the message for the giver, the message giver first, you know. And one of the things that God says is this, the question he asked me is this: what are you willing to give up for this oil? You see, you can't live any kind of way. Now, listen to this. Your sin affects the anointing. Your sin affects the anointing. Now listen to this. I'm not trying to be super spiritual here, right? You know, if you want God to move in your life, if you want him, you know, are you sincere in what you're trying to do? Are you sincere? Are you keeping him first? Are you loving on him? Listen to this. Or listen, those bad relationships, all that stuff affects the anointing of God on your life. All those things affect you being prepared, and that stuff can affect your relationship with God. You guys hear me? What's going on, Dex? You know, what's going on, Don? You can't live anyway. If you want God to bless you, you got to love people like, you have to treat people the way you want to be treated. You have to love your neighbor as you love yourself. You know, you can't just live and talk and treat people any kind of way and then expect that you're going to have enough oil. Guess what? It's going to be depleted. You got to live right. At least do your best. You know, and it doesn't mean, being a Christian does not mean being perfect. For those who are coming through, it does not mean being perfect. I am far from perfect. You hear me? But God's saying, where's your heart? Are you willing? Are you willing to invest in that relationship with God? Well, if you're willing to do that, then guess what? You can't live any kind of way. You can't talk to people any kind of way. We can't use multimedia for our own thing and treat people badly and laugh and joan on people. You know, we actually just have to think about the things that we do that affects the anointing of God in our lives. Some of us are wondering, how come it's taking so long for this door to open? And God's saying, are you willing to get it right? Are you willing to listen? Are you willing to do what I say do? Are you willing to walk? Are you willing to talk? What are you willing to do? You know, Octavia says this. I'm going to read what Octavia says. Thanks for sharing, Octavia. Octavia says this: I hate speaking so personal. However, therein lies the true issue. Some people don't know where to start. We have an ego, and sometimes you feel so confident about yourself, and nothing really gets accomplished. Thank you in advance. I am not the only one. What you are saying, I totally get. Are you sincere? Big facts. Yeah. Octavia, thank you for sharing, Octavia, and being transparent. You know, are you sincere? Are you really, really trying? You know, and you know what? If we can function, I've talked to one of my aunts, one of my aunts, Rosetta, and the whole thing that she would say was this: are you willing to go without an ego? God doesn't, we should not even go with ego. Ego messes, ego goes against what God is trying to do. The ego is that flesh. Can we go and love someone, not expecting something in return? Can we go and try to do right? Or do we allow our ego? You know, listen, if you're struggling, you're struggling. Say you're struggling. If you're having a hard time, say you're having a hard time. You know, if you need help, say, Lord, I need help. And, you know, one thing you said, Octavia, is this: some people don't know where to start. And I have to drop the mic on that one, Octavia, what you said. Some people don't know where to start. It's as easy as starting where you are and saying, Lord, this is where I'm at. I need some help. I don't want to be like the five foolish virgins who took it for granted. They probably took it for granted. I know so-and-so going to give me some of their anointing. No, you don't know what that person went through to get that anointing. You had to carry your own cross. You had to carry your own burden. There's something that there's an investment that we as Christians have to do. We have to take up our cross and follow Jesus. We have to take up our cross, you know. And then listen to this. Are you willing to change or will you be left? You know, this Michael Jackson song says, time waits for no one. What's going on, Kevin? Time waits for no one. You know, Michael Jackson song a long time ago, time waits for no one. Are you willing to change or will you be left? It's like this. Time is consistently going by, right? It's going by. And we're saying, Lord, please show me. God's saying, block out the distractions. Block out the noise. Lord, please show me. Don't let the oil run out. Make sure you're ready. Lord, please show me. And then God's saying, okay, you need to start treating people better. You need to start listening. You need to start cutting that thing off. And do we do that? We wrestle. The flesh is wrestling, you know, to do right or do wrong, to do this. Do I take advantage of the system, this system, or do I take advantage of this person, or whatever it is, whatever it is. What's going on, bro? Whatever it is. Tonight, Kevin, we're talking about, hey, Sandra, what's going on? We're talking about don't let the oil run out. And I was talking about this. What are you willing to give up for the oil? You know, are we willing to change? See, because we're wondering, like, some of us, like I was saying, I'm going through expecting God to move, and God's saying, are you willing to change, or are you going to be left? Are you willing to change, or are you going to be left going through this thing of, do I make the changes? Do I step out and do what God's telling me to do? Do I cut that relationship off? And then they was like, Lord, where have you gone? Listen, don't miss what God is saying right now. Don't miss what God is saying to us. Are we willing to change? Are we willing to say, Lord, use me. Whatever relationships need to be cut, cut. Whatever doors need to be open, open. Yeah. Or do we get stuck and we left and we want, Lord, where are you? You got to catch me in the next go around. You know, what I'm saying is this. Do we want to be into it? Do we want to be like the five virgins, and go into the wedding feast, or we're going to be like the five who weren't ready and scrounging and be ready? Well, let me do this. Let me do that. Listen, time wastes for no one. I was going to work this morning, and as I was driving, I was thinking, some people wanted to go to work, and they didn't wake up. I was thinking, some people went to the store or said, I'll be right back, and never came back. But we're still here. And the question is this, what are we willing to give up for this oil? What are we willing to give up for that relationship with God? You know, are we willing to change or will we be left? Because time's not going to wait. Things are happening. Sometimes we wonder, how come this person got the advancement? Because they, you know, they might have said, look, let me do what I need to do so I can be prepared. So I can be prepared and be ready. And listen to this. You are the investment, right? What you put into this whole thing, this relationship with God, is what you're going to get out of it. What you put into your relationship is what you're going to get out of it. And I'm telling you this. This came to me yesterday. Just like a gas station, right? Some of us are riding on E. Some of us are riding, we're halfway full. And some of us are on full. Some of us are using regular grade oil. Some of us are using mid-size that has extra things in it. And some of us are put in the time where it is supreme, the best of the best oil, because we've counted the cost. You know, you are your investment. You are your investment. Does that make any sense tonight, guys? You are the investment. Investing in your relationship with God, how much are you willing to invest in? Are you going off of last week's high? Or has God been speaking to you today? You are your investment. What's going on, David? You are your investment in this relationship with God. You see, the five of the 10 virgins, they invested. They were prepared. They were ready. And they walked in. They walked in. But the other five were not ready. The question is, are you willing to invest in your relationship with God? Are you willing to invest? James says this. I can admit that there have been times when I ask God to improve a situation, and he will begin to show me things within me that should be changed, which will in turn change the situation, but I refuse to accept what he was showing me, I wasn't willing to accept the awe.
Whew.
Listen, this, James, I want to say this, James. Thank you for sharing that, James. Listen, hey, Sheila, you know, what's going on, Demetrius? I want to thank you for sharing that, James. You know, I know what you're saying. Is James the only one, guys? James, you're not by yourself. You know, there have been some things where God's like, don't say this. And I said it. And I was like, okay, I didn't see too much effect from doing that thing that God told me not to do. And God says, I heard the Spirit, Holy Spirit say to me, you didn't see it, but it did affect you spiritually. Listen, there's some things that God's telling us not to do. There's some things that God's saying, you know, I want you to go this way. I want you to go that way. And we say, I'm going to do it my way. And then say, Lord, please forgive me. I don't really see any backlash. But sometimes we're not going to see it. Sometimes that sin depletes the oil that we do have. You know, the question is, are we willing? Are we willing to do what we need to do? And when you do that, say, Lord, please forgive me. Please help me. Please show me. I'm willing to accept the oil. I'm willing to accept and learn and grow. And the whole thing about it is this, guys, is us being ready and be prepared. Some of us might be like the five virgins who were prepared, who invested in their relationship with the Lord, who listened and had oil in jars. You know, the word of God was always deep in them. They had jars with oil, with other jars with oil in it. Or we might be like the five. We're like, you know what? I'll do that tomorrow. Right now, Lord, you know, I can't spend time with you. I have to go to Bible study. I can't spend time with you. I'm going shopping. I can't spend time with you because I'm preparing for this. And sometimes we have to get to that point where we say, you know what? Let me place God first. Let me place God first. Let me place God first. Tonight we're talking about don't let the oil run out. First question was, are you prepared? Second question, what's going on, Aunt Rosetta? Do you know him? Third question, what are you willing to give up for this oil? You know, what are you willing to give up? What are you willing to give up? You know, is it just a take, take, take? Lord, give me, give me, give me. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to give up? You know, God's saying, you know, you just can't live any kind of way. You just can't treat people any kind of way. You just can't say anything. You know, just can't curse the Lord 1 second and say, Lord, I love you, Lord. You know, God's, look, it's about us working out our salvation with fear and trembling, right? You are the investment. Patricia says, hey, Patricia, yes, put God first always. Yeah. And if we really look and really think about who do we place first? Because that's going to be where our mind is always on. Our mind is on that thing, that person, that situation. That's what's first. Sometimes it might be the relationship, not with God, but relationship with things. It might be the latest gadgets. It might be people. I'm trying to get this person's attention. You know, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do this. What is that person doing? You know, always worried about what other people are doing. Listen to this. My 4 point tonight, I hope this is an exhortation. This 4 point, listen. Don't let your oil run out. Don't let it run out. Regardless of whatever is going on in your life, don't let that oil run out. Sheila says this. Hey, Aunt Sheila. Yeah, but the reprimand is so appreciated now. This lets me know I'm still his. Makes a good grade of oil. God, all right. All right, drop that on to Sheila. Listen, don't take it for granted that you are safe and don't need to refuel. Refuel daily. Some of us think, oh, I'm safe. I'm not like them. They're doing that. No, listen. Don't judge them. Just make sure you work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Don't take it for granted that you're ready. I mean, that you're safe. Oh, I'm safe. Nothing's like saying, I'm safe, and you're in line of fire. Like someone saying, oh, I'm safe, because I'm over here, but they don't see what's coming over there. We got to stay focused. We have to stay with our eyes. We have to keep our eyes open. We have to listen. We have to listen with our ears. We have to see what God is trying to show us. But don't take for granted that you're safe and don't need to refuel. Everyone needs to refuel. Just like driving a car, you have to get some gas. Are you going to put that Supreme gas in it? Are you going to really, really go 100%, put that Supreme? Or are you driving a midsize oil or gas or regular? You know, what kind of oil? What kind of gas are you using? What? But don't take it for granted. And listen to this. Don't focus so much on others before you focus on yourself. Do you first and work it out. See, sometimes we get off point because we look and we say, that person has this, that person has that. You know, I got to stay up with this person. I got to stay up with that person. Let me tell you this. Some of the people who you say, how did they get that anointing on their life? How are they able to flow like that? And you say, I'm going to stay with that person, but you don't see what sacrifices that person has made in having that relationship with God, with the Holy Spirit. You know, and they might be ready. They might be doing the things that they need to do, but we might not see it. And sometimes that happens. And God's saying, look, focus on you. Focus on your salvation. Be prepared. Be prepared. Focus on that. You know, Matthew chapter 7, verses 4 through 6 says this. It says, how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye while there is still a beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take out the beam out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy. Do not throw your pearls before a swine. If you do, they may trample under them, under their feet, and then turn and tear you to pieces. So he says, that's right, we can't cover our neighbors. Yeah, you need to cover yourself. You need to make sure that you are ready. Just like an airplane, when they, you know, they'll tell you before you even put the air on your child, put the oxygen mask on yourself and then put it on your child, then help the other person. Listen, God's saying, look, make sure that you're straight. Make sure you're ready. Make sure you're prepared first. Yeah, thank you, Sonia. Matthew 7, 4 through 6. Make sure that you're ready. We're talking about don't let the oil run out. You know, sometimes we're focusing on other people's oil. What kind of oil are you walking? Are you driving on? That person might be using premium. They might be using top shelf because they put in the time. They've sacrificed. You know, we're so worried about what they're doing. What are you doing? How are you living? You know, and listen to this. We're talking about, hey, Calvin, we're talking about don't let your oil run out. Don't let your oil run out. And listen to this. How do you not let your oil run out? Guys, we have to get to a point where we live a lifestyle of praise, prayer, and worship. A lifestyle of prayer, praise, and worship. And with that, being still before God. Being still and saying, Lord, speak to me. And then being willing to listen. To quiet our minds and say, look, you're going to need to be quiet. I'm going to listen and hear what God is saying to me. And in the word of God and what God is speaking to you, to your heart. You know, they say once if you do something for 21 days, it becomes a habit. We need to make sure we have a lifestyle of prayer, praise, and worship. Sonia says this, sorry, don't covet your neighbor. That was a typo. Honestly, what you, honestly, oh, yeah, covet. Yeah, okay, we can't covet our neighbors. Thank you. Thank you, Sonia. I appreciate you. You know, yeah, don't covet your neighbor. No, just be grateful for what you have. Be willing to do what it is that God has called for you to do. One thing we have to do is get to that point where you just say, look, God first. God first. See, the five of the ten virgins, like I said, they were all good. They were virgins. They were virgins. They were considered good. Five were prepared. Five weren't. You know, then we had to ask ourselves, are we prepared? Are we prepared? If God were to come right now, if Jesus Christ was to open up that heaven, we hear the heavenly, we hear the sound, are we prepared to go? Are we prepared to go? You know, regardless what you're doing, regardless what you're going through, regardless of what you're experiencing, don't let that awe run out. Don't let that awe run out. That relationship with God, keep it protected. Protect your relationship with God. And that means, guys, sometimes we have to protect the people that we're connected to. Sometimes God is trying to say, look, that person is depleting the oil that you have. And you're just giving their oil. You're just giving them their oil. See the five wise ones? They didn't give their oil away. They say, look, you have to go and do your own investment. Go to the person who sells the oil, and you got to do that yourself. I can't give you this. This is for me to help me to be prepared. See, that's the other flip side of it. For those of you guys, those of us, or those, whichever side of the fence we are on, whether we're like five foolish or the five wise, if you do have it, look, you have to do your own investment. You have to spend your own time. You can't buy this anointing. You can't buy this. You have to invest your own time. You have to invest your own tears. You have to invest your own. You have to learn from those things and then apply it to your life so you can make better choices and be prepared for what God has called you to do. You know, what's going on, Rob Dobb? If you're an actor, guess what? You're going to go on auditions. You might go over here, over there. You're building up your repertoire. You're prepared. Guess what? You're preparing. God uses these experiences that we've gone through to prepare us for what's to come next. Sometimes when we go through those valley experiences, it's to prepare us, it's to make us stronger. And when you go through that thing, and then you know, look, I know that God is with me because he's kept me in the midst of it all. He's kept me through the midst of it all. Listen, but it's very, very important that we guard our hearts. You know, NIV version says in Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. We have to guard our heart. We have to guard our eyes, what we see, what we hear, what we say. We have to guard these things. But listen, for out of it are the issues of life. We have to guard our heart. For out of our heart comes the issues of life. What does this have to do with about not letting it run out? Let me tell you this. When you allow depression and all that stuff, life and life issues can wear you down and affect the anointing. No, but you got to know that God is with you, that God will keep you in and through the midst of it all. But there's some parts we have to do. We have to guard our hearts. We have to guard it. We have to guard it. We have to guard the oil. We have to say, you know what? I've been through this. I'm not going to take it for granted. I'm going to pray and I'm going to believe that God is with me, that God is working it out. You know, and the thing about it is this, not giving up. Being a Christian is not about being perfect. We're never going to be perfect. We've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But listen to this, but God has given us the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus. Don't let your oil run out. Life is going to happen, but don't let the oil run out. We're going to have trials and tribulations, but don't let the oil run out. We're going to experience grief. People are going to pass away. You know, life, God has loaned us these things that we have. But don't let your oil run out. Remember who's important. Remember who's important. Who's important? What's important? You know, like I said, 10 good virgins, good people. 5 were ready. 5 were not. 5 understood what they needed to do. And they still hung out with the other 5. But the other 5 didn't think. They didn't think it through. They didn't pay attention. And then they thought, here comes bridegroom. Remember, they all fell asleep, right? They all fell asleep. But 5 were prepared and 5 weren't. Here's the bridegroom. Give me what you have. No, you have to go and get your own. I'm ready. I'm going. God's saying, be ready. God's saying, be ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. This is time. Get ready. You know, and I hope this encourages you. Those who are coming through, please share this on your pages. You know, my question for you tonight is this. What did you get out of tonight? What did you get out of tonight's message? You know, are you prepared? Do you know him for yourself? Why are you willing to give up for this all? Sometimes, guys, we're going to have those valley experiences. Sometimes we have to go through what we go through so it can prepare us. And as we, and as our relationship grows stronger, that all, the anointing flows, anointing keeps us, protects us, watches over us. People can try to do you wrong. Listen, the oil is still protecting you. The oil is still protecting you because you have that relationship with God. You have that relationship. He knows you, and you stay in him. As he, like Jesus says, stay in me as I remain in him. You know, stay with me. Stay in me just as I am in him. Listen, let us remain in him. But don't let that oil run out. You know, I need you. You need me. You know, it wasn't each wise person by themselves. It was 10 of them together. 5 were prepared. 5 were listening. The other 5 was like, probably like, I'll do that another day. God's saying, be ready. Let's be ready. And one thing I'm going to ask you to do, like I'm going to be doing myself, doing some self-reflection and self-reflecting. Am I ready? Am I like the foolish or am I like the wise? You know, so if I'm saying that I want to preach God's word, guess what? I've got to spend the time. And listen, God will get your attention. You know, do you want to do it the hard way, or you want to do it right now? Do it. Let's do it the right way. You know, but listen to this. You know, someone had said earlier in the show about being prepared, about having a plan. We have to be willing to hear what God is saying. And it's very, very important that we understand the season that we're in personally. If God's telling you be quiet and listen to him. If it's a season to tear down, tear down. If it's a season to rebuild, rebuild. If it's a season to move, move. But don't be afraid to do it. And regardless of anything that you're going through in life, don't let the oil run out. Don't let anything, don't go on and minister in yesterday's anointing. What is God saying to you today? What is God trying to show you today? Well, I did this 5 years ago. What are you doing now? You know, some of us are on E. We're wondering how come we're so weak. We're on E. Spend time with God so God can fill you up. Read the word. Pray. You know, so there's something that we have to do. There's action. Faith without works is dead, right? And the pastor, Reverend King, as I was calling him, Reverend King said, you know, you have to give the Holy Spirit something to work with. You have to use your faith. You have to give the Holy Spirit something to work with. We have to be willing to give God something to work with, and we have to be ready. The question is, are we going to keep playing around, playing church, or are we going to become the church? Are we going to make a difference? Are we going to talk about making a difference? Are we willing to? Are we willing? Because we call it in a play. This is not dress rehearsal. This is the real thing. People are dying, and sometimes people don't die with oil, with extra oil, and having spent that relationship with God. This is not like a dress rehearsal. This is the real deal. We're here to experience what God wants us to experience, but are we prepared and are we ready? You know, so let's stop playing church. We want to see God move. You want to see the Holy Spirit move in your life, move in your ministry? Spend time in prayer. Spend time in praise and worship. Spend time with God. And then when God begins to move and close some doors, don't start going crazy. You know, because this message is definitely for me. You hear me? It's for me first. You know, if we say we want God to move in our lives, God is going to move in our lives. But we have to be willing to say, am I prepared? Am I going to be foolish? Are we going to think that we are wise, but we're really foolish? We're not really spending that time with God. We're not really spending that time with the Holy Spirit. Are we going to be ready? Or are we going to miss God? I'm just going to encourage you and hope that we are all encouraged to not miss God in this season, to not miss God, what God is trying to do in our lives, in our ministry? Do you know him for yourself? Well, regardless of whatever it is that you're going through, don't let that oil run out. Guard your relationship with the Lord. Don't let it run out. Don't let negativity steal what God is trying to do. Don't let fear keep you from moving in the things that God is trying to do in your life. Don't allow people to speak negativity to what God is trying to do in your life. Some people might say, you're crazy. What you doing with all that? Listen to this. Be prepared. You get you have your, you know, be like the wise ones. Look, take their oil in jars along with their lamps. Being prepared. It doesn't take all that, but for you, perhaps it does. Sonya says this, my plan in this season is to enhance my spirituality. Amen, Sonya. My plan is, I like that, Sonya. My plan is, in this season is to really, like I was saying last week, blocking out the noise and distractions and really just doing some self-reflecting. Am I really prepared? Because sometimes, guys, we're wondering how come God hasn't moved. But are we really ready for when he opens up that door? That we can hear God speak where our ego won't get in the way. So he says, go forth with God. We can do all things with God. Amen, Sonya. That's so true. That's it. So I want you guys to tell us, maybe you're going to tell us to share with us. I want you to think about, what is your plan in this season? Thank you, Sonya. What is your plan in this season? What is your plan in this season? And really ask yourself, am I prepared? And are you on E? Is your oil level on E? Are you using low grade, mid grade, supreme grade? What are you using? How much time are you willing to invest in your relationship with God? We're going to have trials and tribulations, but he's overcome. We can overcome because he's with us. So he says this, self-reflection, hearing God, not the noise. Amen. Hearing God and not the noise. Self-reflection. Saying it's okay. When the doors of God closes, it's okay. The door that God opens, be willing to walk through those doors. But regardless, whatever you go through, don't let the oil run out. What's going on, Mia? Don't let the oil run out. We talk about tonight, don't let the oil run out. So I'm just encouraging you guys to guard your relationship with the Holy Spirit. So he says, I'm riding on a third of a tank using low-grade oil. Hey, that's keeping it real. That's keeping it real. Now, listen, I'm going to do some self-reflecting, and I'm going to, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. You know, let's get to a point where we worship, just worship God, right? You know, let's not become busy and doing the work. You know, a lot, and you know, and when we see pastors and we see these bishops out here doing this and that, we don't know what they've given up, to move forward. You know, what they've given up to be where they are right now. But listen to this. You have to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, right? Whatever you do, don't let the oil run out. I pray God will bless you guys tonight. What's going on, Oscar? I'm praying for you. Be encouraged. For those who've lost loved ones, I'm praying for you. I understand about grief and everything, but I just want to encourage you. Regardless of what you're going through, don't give up on God. God's not giving up on you. Keep God first. Know that God is with you. Spending time with God is so easy. It's so easy to say, Lord, please show me. Please talk to me. Open up the Bible. If you have a Bible, allow God to lead and guide you. Pray, find a good Bible-believing church. You know, listen, we need each other, right? Those virgins weren't on a secluded island or their own thing. You know, you have to be willing, guys. We have to be willing to have people around us who believe and people who are trying to do right and live right and follow God. You know, so I just want to encourage you, don't let your oil run out. The conversation will keep on going. Those who are coming through, feel free to comment. We still comment even when this goes off. Ms. Sonya says, God bless you, bro. Thanks for your obedience. Praise God. Thank you, Sonya. And that's for coming through. I appreciate you guys for coming through and sharing tonight. You know, please pray for me, Fire Ministry, and what I'm going to be doing this week is doing some self-reflection for real. Am I foolish? Am I wise? Or am I wise? Or think I'm wise, but really foolish? You know, we got to do our own self-reflection. Ask God, ask the Holy Spirit to show you, Holy Spirit will show you. But listen, guard your heart without all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Don't let your oil run out. Guard your relationship with God. Be open to hear what God is saying. Be willing to allow God to do what God is going to do, what God wants to do in your life. But don't let it run out. Don't let depression, oppression, all those different things keep you from moving forward with God. Life might get hard, but you are not alone. I want to say God bless you. Please let me know what you guys got out of tonight. Some of you guys have been super quiet, but I appreciate you guys coming through. Be encouraged. Let's encourage one another. What's going on, cousin? What's going on, Jeanette? What's going on, Gloria? We're calling this a night. I want to say God bless you. Those who missed it, please go to the beginning. Please listen to it. Look at it. Take a listen to it. It's called WhatsApp. It's called Tonight's Message. Don't let the oil run out. God bless you. Be encouraged. I'm praying for you. Pray for me. And listen, I want to hear some praise reports next week when you guys come through, how God has worked with you, has been working in your life. And I look forward to hearing from you and seeing you guys again, hopefully next week. Don't let your oil run out. God bless you.